Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Prophet. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, should I buy a house or rent? And what are some considerations of both of those two options?
It's a great question. So obviously, a lot of people say, well, if I'm renting a house, I'm just throwing money away. But also, a lot of times when you're buying a house, you're just throwing money away too. The first consideration that most people don't look at is how long are you going to own the house? You know, if you don't really own a house for over 5 or 6 years, you just don't get any equity. If you buy a 30-year mortgage, and you really don't start racking up the equity till that sixth year. That's the first rule to factor in. But here's some data. The average apartment for rent in the United States, as of shooting this video, was $1,713 a month. $1,713 a month to rent an apartment. Crazy, just a crazy number. The average apartment is only 899 square feet. So you're over $2 a square feet a month, or about $2 a month, not a little under $2 a month, to rent an apartment in the United States. A month, that's pretty crazy. The average monthly mortgage payment, however, though, is $2,200 a month. And of course, right now, that's the average. So that averages a lot of lower interest rate mortgage payments that aren't true today. The average mortgage balance was $244,498, and the balance increased $8,000 on average last year, which means people more than likely were not only their, because home prices didn't go much, they were actually taking equity out of their house to borrow more money. And so the average mortgage is only held in the United States for 5 to 6 years. So if we say you're going to hold it for 6 years, that equates to $1,044 a month in principal payments over 6 years. But remember, that $1,044 is only taken into account in the last few years. So those first few years, you're pretty much paying only interest. So if we just compare Apple's rent to mortgages, a mortgage costs $1,160 a month. The average rent is $1,713 a month. But here's the kicker. The average house in America has about $553 a month in maintenance cost. You know, if you rent and your air conditioner goes out, that's on your landlord. If you own it and you have to come up with $6,000, that's a big deal. And another big part of that is, do you have $6,000 in cash? Or are you going to have to borrow $6,000 at 20% interest on a credit card or something? As we just talked about, younger people are, credit card levels are going up. Are you having to pay for that money over time? Because if you don't have cash, owning a house is not always a great deal, because if you're always having to borrow more money to fix things, it can blow that out of proportion.
Right, and those expenses are not necessarily static either.
Correct.
The cost of an air conditioner goes up as time goes on. So it may be $6,000, maybe $7,000, it may be $10,000.
And that's the thing. And the only way that home ownership has ever made sense is on appreciation. So if the house appreciates, it can make sense. But you know, if you take the extra money you would have saved in maintenance and you take that extra $100 a month, statistically you might be saving, and you invested that money, you know, it's a different equation.
Right.
So the big question when you buy a house is, should you buy or should you rent? Is you need to look at the area you're in and see if you're in an appreciating area or a depreciating area. Because if you look at America right now, certain parts of the country, you know, if you're in cities like Nashville or Austin or Charlotte, they've seen a lot of appreciation. So if that economy slowed down or something happened, you could see a depreciation, or it could really appreciate. So owning a house or buying a house is all about the appreciation.
Right. And the best plan with this is not really what you should do, but what are you going to do?
Correct. And that's another thing. So if you're going to trade houses every 5 or 6 years, you probably want to rent.
Yeah.
If you're going to stay somewhere for 5 or 6 years or longer, hopefully, really more than 6 years, you probably want to buy.
Right.
But these are general terms. And it also depends on your financial situation. You know, if you're having to pay off your house and take a mortgage out so your kids can go back to college or go to college, that also plays a role too.
Right.
But where the money is made on a house, because if you look at, it's funny, rents and payments and the costs are about equal. So renting and owning is about the same actual value. The only real value is if you're in a community that's appreciating. If you're in a community that's not appreciating very much, you probably don't want to buy there.
Right.
But if you're in a community that you see some appreciation, it's great. And if you knew the future, you knew exactly what to do. But that's basically, should I buy, should I rent? It comes down to that. And then also your discipline, right? If you will stay on a budget, if you do save extra money for repairs and maintenance, those kind of things, then you're okay.
Right. Well, thank you so much for talking about this today. And thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight. And I hope you have a great day.